Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 66 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. My name is Brian Sippets. Thank you so much for joining me. Today we continue speaking with the presenters for the 2018 Training for Hockey Clinic at the NSCA in Colorado Springs. That's coming up on June 8th and 9th. Today we're talking to Justin Rothlingshofer. He's started to be sort of a staple on this show. I think he was just on about three episodes ago. But he'll be presenting, and he's going to be talking about finding ways to monitor at whatever budget you're at, and they're going to be talking a lot about their book, Intent, which we covered in the last podcast, so we're not going to talk too much about today, but we are going to talk about a few strategies that you can use at whatever budget level you're at, so we'll get that out of today. If you haven't been to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com recently, we already have a few podcast episodes up for the presenters for the Training for Hockey Clinic. So you can check that out. Episode 65 was Lauren Goldenberg. And before that, we have Scott Caulfield on episode 64. So check it out. You'll get a good overview of all the presenters. And hopefully we'll see you out in Colorado Springs. All right, we're going to go ahead and get on the phone with Justin Rothlingshofer. He's with the San Diego Gulls today out in Arizona as they wrap up their season. So let's get on the phone with Coach Rothlingshofer. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are continuing with our presenters for the 2018 Training for Hockey Clinic out in Colorado Springs. That's at the NSCA. That's on June 8th and 9th. Strongly recommend you get there. We're talking to all the presenters here leading up to the clinic, and we want to kind of let you know what they're going to be presenting about and give you sort of an overview of their presentation. We're not going to give away all the secrets, but hopefully this gives you a good idea of the quality of the presenters and the quality of the content that's going to be there. So today we have a good friend of the show. In fact, just fresh off a new episode with us just a couple episodes ago. Justin Rothlingshofer has joined us from a hotel room in Arizona where he's watching the San Diego Gulls close out the season. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on again, Ryan. It's becoming routine for us.
Yeah, maybe we should just start recording our phone calls. We can put them up as episodes. But yeah, so you're in the Anaheim Ducks organization. Spent some time with the big club, but you're also in charge of developing the San Diego Gulls guys and getting them ready for the show. And so you're doing awesome work there. And you know, I think for another time, another episode, we can go ahead and plan this in advance. But, you know, you were sharing some recovery techniques, some things, because those are big travel days for you guys out there. Obviously, out in California, there's a couple teams in the American League out there, but you're flying commercial. So there's quite a bit of consideration there, and I think we should definitely jump on in the next 6 months here and talk about that. But for today, I want to talk a little bit about your presentation for the Training for Hockey Clinic. So talk a little bit about what's the title of your presentation. And, you know, like I said, we're going to not talk about the content of your book Intent because we just did that on the last couple episodes, but what's the name of your presentation? And then, let's get into a little bit and how's your presentation going to start up?
Absolutely. So it's player development, through a year round system. And what it's really about is how do you strategically and effectively over the course of the year, both when your athletes are with you and when they are not with you, whether you're in the professional setting or the college setting, making it effective so that you get the most out of them and ultimately they're able to perform at their peak throughout the year.
Okay, yeah, so you know, without getting into the nuts and bolts of the actual tools and techniques that you're using, I think you bring up a great point, is that there's going to be a lot of people in the audience, young strength coaches, you know, even those in the collegiate setting, where you don't have the ability to track, or you're not actually supposed to track your athletes throughout the summer. And so I thought you had a really unique take on that. What are you guys, you know, considering monitoring throughout the summer? How do you do that when you're not right with your players?
For sure. So kind of the example that we utilize is, what happened. There's a lot of people that, and Devin and I bring up Devin because in the clinic and how we're presenting is, we have two presentations. One's a practical and one's more of a lecture. And, Dev and I are going to both be doing those together. What we found was we've made mistakes along the way in our journey to where we are currently. And within those mistakes that we've made, we want to clear things up for people. We want to help identify certain things. And I think the biggest one we found was, we were almost wearing a hat, without actually purchasing it, if that makes sense, where we were saying we were running our programs through data collection, through this, through that, but in terms of real-time information, wasn't necessarily affecting everything day-to-day as well as it could have. Was it affecting our practices over the course of a week? Absolutely. Was it affecting our lifts over the course of the week, over the course of the year? Absolutely. But was it real-time, making influences upon our daily decisions of what we were doing with our guys? Not necessarily, because we weren't real time enough. A practical example that we have is a guy comes in and he has the best HRV score of the year. His power number on his jump was better than last week, but not quite at his peak for the year, or his baseline. He had a really poor subjective questionnaire, and his speed score was right on average. His loading for the week of where he needs to be is right on point. What do you do with that kid immediately? He's coming in for a workout. You just got all this data with him. What do you do? What changes? And you have 30 of those guys all in the matter of 20 minutes. How do you make individual changes? Well, with by getting all this data in a different set, and there's nothing that organizes it for you and gives you, boom, an output, here you go, this is your changes, this is what you need to do, it's very, very difficult, and it actually doesn't end up happening, and we end up seeing a lot of coaches in those situations. And so that's kind of what we're trying to, or that's what we've created, that's the problem, and that's what we've created a solution for, to make testing and tracking and monitoring much more effective and much more immediate in terms of creating change and influencing decisions on that day-to-day basis that we spoke about.
Right. So it's the biggest thing, I guess the biggest question is, like, yeah, you're walking the walk, or I guess you're talking the talk, but are you walking the walk as well? So you're gathering data. Yes, that's number one. But a majority of what you're going to focus on is how do you use that day to day in real time?
Exactly. How does it not just sit there in a folder, or sit there in a file, or a program, or a piece of software? And once a week, once a day after everybody's gone, however it is, stealing your time away from you, but really not getting the most out of it and not being effective in how it's actually affecting your day-to-day programming with your athletes.
Yeah. Do you think that everyone starts that way? You know, just sort of getting their feet wet first? Like, do you think that's a fair, it sounds, from the sound of things, you know, you and Devin, and for those of you who are listening, Justin is going to be co-presenting with Devin McConnell on this, this summer at the clinic. So, do you think you and Devin sort of started that way? And I think that's kind of a fair way to start. Would you say that?
100%. Absolutely. There's no looking down on that or shaming that at all. Because like I said, what I prefaced with was Devin and I started that way, and that's where we've come from. Because I think that's the way that you learn. You're not comfortable making those real-time decisions because you don't have a experience with it yet. You're trying to identify what it is, what it's all about. But where we're going and where technology has brought us and where we see a lot of people sometimes is they're like, well, I need the next thing. I need this. I need that. Well, we want to basically get us to a point where every single piece of technology that we're monitoring, or every single aspect that we're monitoring, is having an effect on our decisions. And if it's not, it's stealing our time. It's not prioritizing what is actually going to be most effective for us in a long-term developmental setting for our athletes. And so what we've tried to implement and ultimately created with intent is a way to make that work no matter what you're tracking, whether it's two items or six items. We can streamline it and make it much more effective for you to program and find that solution for your athletes.
Nice. So the presentation is going to be centered around your new book, Intent. And obviously we're going to be making good use of that, or you're going to sort of put that in a package that people can take home and start using, or put together themselves at least. And so
exactly, give a little bit more in depth as to how they can do that on a very simple, basis, and even on a budget.
Sure, sure. Okay, so, and you talked a little bit about this in a previous conversation, but I want to touch on it again. I think as a coach, you gotta think of a couple different things, right? One, you know, educate yourself to the level where you feel comfortable using this kind of stuff. And this is where this presentation will be hugely helpful. But something that you're definitely on your own for, and you have to have a feel for, is creating the culture where that's fully accepted. And Justin, you mentioned, you know, the players aren't going to be around you all year long in most cases. So how do you create a culture where it is the thing to do and you get the athletes to buy in? So what, you know, that's another big part of this is how do you create that? So are you going to be presenting on that piece? Should we leave that alone for the presentation, or let's share a little bit about that? What goes into that creation of the culture?
No, absolutely. If you look at, or follow Devin McConnell, through any pieces of social media, he does a really good job of outlining what he does, in terms of, creating that culture within his team. Him and I share a lot of those ideas, and strategies. We do a lot of the same things. And even though we're at different levels from college to pro, they still fall hand in hand, because, athletes nowadays are at that area where they want to know, they want to be educated, they want to be in the know, they want to have control of their bodies and their careers and be able to have that influence. So there's a thirst for knowledge, and everything from creating leadership workshops within his team, having them read books, having them do presentations to one another, have them accountable to another. All of those things go hand in hand. But kind of what you and I were speaking about before was, if you, the monitoring that we're doing and even tracking over the course of the summer, it's no longer we're monitoring you and tracking you to police you. We're monitoring and tracking you to make sure you're doing everything the right way. We're monitoring and making sure that you're actually doing these things. It's no longer about that. Well, actually, it shouldn't be about that. Let me put it that way. Is that that's not how it should be framed. If it's framed that way, you're going to get kicked back every single time. If it's used against an athlete, it's going to be kicked back every single time. You can never use this stuff against an athlete, because that loses all of their trust in you. And what it needs to be framed as is, this is bettering you. This is bettering your development. We're doing this for you. And so everything is put in the framework, in the standpoint that it's bettering the athlete, it's bettering them as people, and ultimately creating longevity within their careers and helping them get to the best of where they need to be. And honestly, from what Devin and I have done, is there's compliance beyond belief. Like, you could say we're at 100% compliance. Are there days where guys miss things? Sure, absolutely. Are there days where guys have something come up and they call and say, hey, my family's going on vacation on Thursday. How can I get this stuff in while I'm on the road? Here, this is what you're going to do, A, B, C, and D. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So it's not about why weren't you doing your lifts on this day or why did you not record your stuff on this day. That's not what it's all about. It's about making sure that athletes are getting what they need and being able to track, because ultimately that buy-in and that culture is what's set. And if you have a guy that is like, no, I'm not doing that, is that really a guy that you want next to you in a game seven of a series? Or is that a guy that you want next to you on a Friday, Saturday when you're going into a muscle win weekend? Or is that a guy you want next to you through an 82 game season that doesn't necessarily do everything the right way? Because details are what win championships. Details are what create great teams. And if you're not willing to do something that is making you better as an athlete to ultimately bring a better you to the team, is that somebody who's going to help you in the long run?
Nice. Yeah, so you not only do you get real-time or I guess data that's going to help players be their best, is you kind of get a good, you get a better look at how, you know, you're going to have an athlete who's, are they in or are they out? You know, are they on the selfish side or are they for the team? So good. So you're getting tons of information out of them.
For sure. Because the thing was, is even as Devin and I have now implemented this with our athletes, Devin's now going through, his spring with his athletes and, my guys from down at the hockey summit and stuff like that, that I track even, throughout the year. My guys over in Europe or my NHL guys that are done, they're on this as well. And they love it because they feel connected, and know that they're getting, the best out of themselves, but also the best out of me until they're back in my presence. Mm-hmm. And that's what they want to know, is that they're not missing any steps. They're not missing any, there's no stones being unturned. They're getting a holistic view of their body in terms of the work they're putting in, because they don't just want to put in work for putting in work. That's not a productive use of their time. And they know that ultimately, getting back to it, hockey players have a short window. Athletes have a short window. And where it is now is they want to make sure that they're utilizing that window to the best of its ability so that they can extend, the length of their careers. Because at the end of the day, once their careers are over, so are their sport lives, and then they have to move on to something else. So the better that they can prepare themselves every single day to be great, hopefully they'll be able to continue that greatness for a longer period of time.
Nice. Well, that's what the book's all about, and I think most exciting part of this is, you know, we've got a good background now, and I'm excited to see the methods that you're using, especially in the hands-on and stuff like that. So I think that's sort of the biggest draw here for me is just seeing what you're doing and all of that. I think one last thing to touch on here, you had mentioned that, so you'll have a link for everybody. I think you mentioned a link, but you're going to be doing some special things for the team at Humboldt. What is that? What do you have planned for the clinic?
Yeah, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about that. It's one of those things that it's tragic. Anybody in the hockey world, we've been that team. We've been on buses. We've traveled the country roads, whether it's in the Midwest United States or whether it's the country roads in Alberta. We all have a connection to it. Me being from Edmonton, there's four kids on that team that didn't make it from Edmonton. My dad's best friend's son was on that team. It's you're just so close to it, and it's so relatable to the entire hockey family, whether you're 5 years old or 85 years old. It's one of those things that really brings you to it. So Devin and I, what we want to do is all the money that we obtain from book sales over the next four or five conferences that we're doing, we're going to basically donate everything to the families of the Humboldt Broncos in support of the survivors and support of the ones that didn't make it, to try and help make their lives a little bit easier.
from whatever they need to do to enable that.
Well, that's awesome. And what a gesture. And so I hope people take you up on that. If you haven't already gotten the book, it would be a good place to do it at one of these clinics. So is there another way, like if you're not in attendance, is there a way to do it, or are we set up just on site right now?
No, so the through Amazon, the book is on Amazon. It's both in ebook version now, as well as hard copy. And then if even through that, if like I said, if somebody already has a copy, they want to just purchase copies for friends to give away to donate to the cause, or they just want to donate to the cause period with what we're doing, they can go on our site, intent-us.com. And just send us a message, and we can make sure that the appropriate means and appropriate measures are taken, and acknowledgement is made.
Cool. All right. Well, Justin, thank you. Thank you for that. And that's an amazing gesture. And I think you know, all the more reason to come see you in Colorado Springs, or you know, the other places that you're going to be presenting this year. Is there information on where you guys are going to be throughout the summer? Even though, you know, we're talking the clinic this time, but you mentioned a couple other places. Is that on your website?
Yeah, it's going to be on that intent-us.com as well.
Okay,
we'll be at a couple other NSCA clinics, the national, the couple of the other local ones, and then obviously the. We won't mention them by name on here, but some of the other national conferences throughout the summer, and then regional ones as well.
Okay.
Somewhere out in Virginia, we'll put it that way.
Some little thing they do out in Virginia.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Like I said, it's something that we've had a lot of fun doing, and the feedback has been. Really, really positive, and obviously any time that you are able to help bolster what people are doing and help improve the development of athletes and the development of programs, it's exciting. So, like I said, Devin and I are always open for a conversation to help anybody who needs it and or who's looking for it. So never feel like you can't reach out to us.
Sure. All right, well, I'm sure Justin will be chatting again, and we'll definitely see you out in Colorado Springs. And I can tell you've gone outside. The weather, the rainy, shitty weather sounds different in Arizona than it sounds in Michigan, that's for sure, with the birds chirping.
Yeah, we're outside here sitting by the pool having a little breakfast and getting ready for a little morning skate before we pull in a nice 2 points tonight.
Sounds good. All right, well... enjoy that, and good luck tonight and this weekend, and we'll see you out in Colorado Springs.
Thanks, Brian. It's always a pleasure.
All right, that's going to wrap up episode 66 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thank you so much to Justin Rothlingshofer for joining me again for the podcast. We look forward to seeing his presentation out in Colorado Springs, and hopefully you can make it. Hopefully we'll see you there. If you are there, make sure you come up and introduce yourself. I'll be presenting as well, and looking forward to that. So... we're going to be releasing episodes about a week at a time here, so check in frequently and you'll get the new episodes. Until next time, guys, be sure to train smart and check out HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the world's greatest resource for training hockey players. We'll talk to you soon.